This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 18th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. Rand Financial is closing down at the end of 2020, according to a trusted industry source close to the company. Employees were notified in an all-employee meeting on Monday that the firm would wind down by December 31, 2020. Employees were reportedly given 3-month severance. Requests for comment from Rand executives went unanswered. FIA is holding a holiday auction to benefit Futures for Kids. Prizes range from experiences, dinners, gift vouchers, signed sports memorabilia, jewelry, and more. You can register and join this event on December 8th with a link in today's newsletter. Sam Mehta has been named the Chief Operating Officer of Chicago-based Peak Six Capital Management. The University of Chicago Law School, AFX, and the Becker Friedman Institute are holding a webinar on December 3rd at 12 p.m. Central Time. There will be a keynote address from Acting Comptroller of the Currency, Brian Brooks, and FDIC Chair, Jelena McWilliams. It also features Kathy Kraniger, Director of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Director Kraniger will be speaking on the CFPB's response in the age of COVID-19. She will be introduced by Tom Milnes, Dean of the University of Chicago Law School. Following introductions, the Honorable J. Chris Giancarlo, former chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and an AFX independent director, will moderate a fireside chat with Director Kraniger, followed by Q&A. Vela's direct market access platform now includes Eurex FX. I can remember when a super spreader was just a really good trader. New Orleans has banned Mardi Gras parades for 2021, but not all celebrations. According to NBC data, the coronavirus is on the rise in all 50 U.S. states. Stay safe and be smart. I borrowed this from Twitter, but it is very true. A Zoom Thanksgiving is better than an ICU Christmas. We had a new donor to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign, Brian Rice. Brian is the owner of Ever.ag, a comprehensive ag risk management company. Thank you to Brian and all those who have given and all those who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by supporting our GoFundMe campaign. Matt Rabel reports, well, it happened. Bitcoin is now worth almost as much as it was at its peak in 2017. Back then, the Bitcoin derivatives market wasn't like what we have today, and this time, Bitcoin derivative volumes and open interest are reaching all-time new highs. The CME Group's Bitcoin futures hit $975.5 billion in open interest Monday, and the open interest for Bitcoin options across all exchanges, regulated or not, is currently sitting at $3.8 billion. The lion's share of that comes from Durbit, with $3 billion in open interest on Bitcoin options. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has begun publishing 8 volatility indexes based on its 10-year Treasury note futures, measures that would have been particularly interesting to see during the COVID-infused Treasury volatility spikes of March and April, and G5 FX currency pair futures. The benchmark indexes use what the CME calls its CVOL methodology to measure the 30-day implied volatility of the underlying futures contracts based on the prices of their options, using all strike prices, not just the at-the-money option prices. In a release, CME said it plans to publish additional volatility index spanning its asset classes in the first half of 2021. More details are available in today's newsletter. The CBOE Options Institute hosts a 60-minute webinar today, November 18th at 11 a.m. on options managing environmental, social, and governance exposure. Continuing education credit is available. A registration link is in today's newsletter. Eurex has promoted Vasilis Virgotis to head of strategy. He will work with Michael Peters, Eurex's new CEO. You can read about this and other moves at the FIA October-November People News page. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Coronavirus cases at worst explosion means it's time to consider canceling Thanksgiving, says a doctor. This story is from Yahoo Finance. As the nation continues to set daily totals of new coronavirus cases ahead of Thanksgiving, doctors are warning that it might be time to cancel traditional Thanksgiving plans. See my comment above, a Zoom Thanksgiving is better than an ICU Christmas. Bloomberg has a story, central bankers are too strong and too weak. Yellen, Rajan, King, and Summers explore the paradox in a Bloomberg forum. Are central bankers too strong or too weak? Unfortunately for the global economy, the answer is both. Their control of money is a blunt instrument that's good for achieving some objectives, but worthless for others. Never has the disparity been clearer than now, with financial markets soaring on the back of easy monetary policy, even as many lives are wrecked by the COVID-19 pandemic. My comment, our weakness is our strength. Here's the press release from SGX about the SGX Bull Charge. SGX Bull Charge community clocks 150,000 kilometers in virtual charity run, raising $3.63 million for beneficiaries. The SGX Bull Charge community has gone the extra mile for beneficiaries in the virtual charity run, clocking over 150,000 kilometers to surpass its collective target of 100,000 kilometers. With the support of corporate sponsors and individual donors, the flagship charity initiative of the Singapore Exchange raised $3.63 million amid a challenging year for charitable fundraising. Many thanks to the SGX people and community for their great work. Here are the top three most read stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was, it's a great time to be an options trader, from Crane Chicago Business. Second was, third time in the top three, the Wall Street Journal opinion piece, this is a massive failure of character among Republicans with evangelicals out front. That's white evangelicals, by the way. Third was the trade's NASDAQ software failure causes market blackout at ASX. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 193,040,922 pages viewed with 24,584 pages. There are 226,852 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian Daily News Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.